and welcome to the podcast Schlagervännerna. Your host today, as always, the infamous Emil Löfström. Today we're going to go back all the way to when I was a little boy in 1991 and the chaos at Rai Studio 15 in Rome. It was chaos with the hosts who never knew what to say but didn't stop talking anyway, and chaos with crowning winners and with the rules, and the poor executive supervisor Frank Neuf who was caught in the middle. It turned out that in case of a tie, most 12 points wins. Sweden and France have the same amount, and finally, after counting the tens, we had a winner in Carola, who beat France in the most intense final to that date. And now, before you start thinking I'm babbling as much as Tutu Coutinho, we say hello to our guest. Bienvenue sur le podcast Schlagervännerna, Amine Annaby.
Merci, hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm very fine. Nice to be with you.
It's close to 30 years ago since C'est la dernière qui a parlé.
C'est la dernière qui a parlé, qui a raison dans ta maison. C'est celle qui m'a donné un nom, qui a raison de toute façon. Fille ou garçon, tous ces dictons sont des leçons. Ne dis pas non, le monde n'est ni mauvais ni bon. Tu ne tournes pas rond, c'est sans raison.
Oui, 30 years ago. Oh my God, it has been, time flies quick. I'm gonna say.
But you look the same.
No, not really the same, but it's fine. Merci beaucoup.
You wrote the song together with your friend Vassis Diop.
Yes, oui. Senegalese musician from Senegal. And we wrote for France. And you know, I haven't applied to be on the Eurovision. They called me at this time and they asked me if I could represent France for Eurovision, because for me, going to the Eurovision, I had no idea or... I'm coming from world music, jazz, I was not expecting even in my head going there. But they came to ask me, the TV came to ask me if I could do it. And then I found out that they asked me to represent France because it was the Gulf War at this time in 1991. And they were afraid that the Muslim community would be very angry. And then I found out after when... I did the Eurovision, you know, when I passed the exam, like you said. And they wanted to have a French who has Arabic roots to just cool down the community, because they were saying that it was a chirurgical war at this time. It was, they were using these words. But at the end, there is no war who is clean, you know. So I found out really after. But I was happy to represent France, especially at this time, to have like a multiculture, métissage, and it was not that easy to have Arabic roots or African roots. So Mitterrand, this time, the president, really was really engaged to make it happen in between the culture, the communities. So it was a nice, generous try, we're going to say. So I was so surprised to arrive second with this song, which has many culture influences. You know, you had Senegalese melody, Arabic, French and Arabic. It was a really, a very nice song, by the way.
Yeah, and if we talk about the lyrics of the song, it's unusually intelligent and observant and almost a little bit philosophical in nature. Yeah. Can you please here tell us about the lyrics?
Okay. I hope I can translate. C'est le dernier qui a parlé qui a raison. You know, sometimes we always say it's the last who spoke who has the right, which means you don't go very far to know the information. You don't research really well from this information is coming from where. It's the one who has more power who can speak.
As I said in the opening, 1991, I was 5 years old, and two of my first memories from my childhood are from Eurovision this year. And I didn't know this until maybe 6 years later. The first memory I have is The Yugoslavian singer Baby Doll strutting around on the stage like a diapered peacock in heat. And then you dropping your scarf on the stage in front of you. For many years, I only remembered a woman in black dropping a scarf. I didn't remember the song or anything else. And then in 97, through the means of an old VHS tape, I was back in 91. Was this choreographed or just spur of the moment?
It was a choreography. It was on purpose that I have let the scarf falling down on the floor. We could have been two winners, but this year they decided to change the rules. And 1 month after the Eurovision, someone who was working on the TV said, you know, it was too complicated to win because then you have to pay for all the delegations. You have to, and the TV, the French TV said, no, it's too expensive to invite all the delegation. Well, someone said this. Is it true? I don't know. But we could have been two winners. And, you know, I think Carola was so happy to win that she even forgot when I tried to just make a handshake, you know, to the winner. She just turned her back and left and was like, wow, this is really rude. But I think, well, she was so excited about her winning, which I understand. And so I said it one day on an interview, and 6 years after, or 7 years after, or 10 years after, I came to sing in a jazz club in Stockholm, and she came with big flowers to give it to me after the concert. I think it was nice of her. In a way, I was a winner because I have represented France, the values of integration, métissage de culture. And in the same time, this song have traveled so far. I mean, it was a hit in many countries. When I took the plane to play in New York, they had this song on the plane, you know, Air France. So Sweden has invited me, then other country, then, you know, it was... For me, it was a big opportunity to make a huge world tour with world music, which was not that often at this time. It was quite rare. We say rare in English, or?
Yes. Can you tell us about your singing technique? I know it's quite common in the Middle East, but very unusual outside.
I have many, you know, first... My mother taught me how to sing, and she's a yoga teacher, so I have been brought up with yoga and Arabic music, you know, and I know a little bit of technique Indian. I mix all this melody, technical from Africa, Arabic, Indian, English music, because I grew up in France, you know. I don't think very much about technique, I just sing. And it happens, and sometimes when I listen, perhaps even a Chinese melody, I like it, and I try to reproduce in my way. So I have no, I don't know if I have a technical, it's the technique of the heart. I mean, when you love something, then it happens. You don't think about technique, but when you don't love something, then you think about technique. Yeah, that's how I think for my life in general.
The fantastic thing is that when you hear your singing, we can hear from the beginning that Amina, it's like an ID, you have a very strong ID in your voice.
Probably, you're right.
Have you been asked to compete again?
No, but I wouldn't never do it. Perhaps for Sweden I will do.
And I know that you have sent a song to the Swedish pre-selection.
Yes, it's true, with Jonas.
Yes, Jonas Gladnikov.
Yeah. We have sent this one, Noor Reborn, The Light Will Reborn. And I think today that's what we need all over the world.
I totally agree.
I mean, Noor Reborn means The Light Will Reborn.
Yes.
It's a really beautiful song with Arabic English, and it was really, I never have met Jonas, just have him on the phone, and Magicaire, who is an English guy who's doing a lot of producing. We tried at least to represent Sweden.
And we will play this song now so our listeners can hear it.
Merci, thanks a lot.
Of life will grow.
Some decent results since your appearance, like Patrick Fiori, 93, Natasha St-Pierre, 2001, and Amir in 2016.
Yeah.
But your entry is still the best result for a French entry in over 40 years.
Yes, it's true.
What do you think? I mean, you have sent very big names like Patricia Cass and Sébastien Tellier. Still, the results have in general been meager, especially for a country of your dignity. Why do you think so?
I don't know what to say. I have no clue, really.
But if you were in charge, Amina, what would you do?
First, I will try to have not a singer who is well known. You don't have always to take a singer who is well known. I think you have so many singers not well known on many communities here with North African, French North African or African French or Chinese French. Why not? You know, if it has worked once with this idea to have multicultural, why don't you try again?
Yeah, maybe you should send Indila.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, she's a very good singer. Yeah.
Je remue le ciel le jour, la nuit. Je danse avec le vent, la pluie. Un peu d'amour, un brin de miel, et je danse dans...
I'm sure they tried to catch her, but, you know, perhaps she said no, because nothing happened.
Yeah.
I think in Sweden, the writers, the composers are very good. Songwriters are sometimes better than France. I think France have a lot of beautiful things like food, tourism, culture, but when it goes for music, I'm not sure it works well.
Last week, you sent me some songs.
Yeah, that I did with Magicaire. Oui.
Yes, can we talk about them?
Mm-hmm.
One was called Northern Lights, and it's a very well-known lullaby in Sweden.
Exactly. Yeah, I love this lullaby. That's why I wanted to do it, but I don't speak Swedish or not very well. So I wanted it in English with the Arabic flavors, and I like this idea to sing a lullaby with in a different way.
Bursts of light called the sheer black of night. The colors are wandering through the heavens. Bursts of light, gold kaleidoscopes in flight. The curtain is sparkling in the heavens. The gods that light the scene in phosphorus and green. Blackness, the canvas still more warning.
Did you record this?
I think it was 2008 or something like this.
Did you live in Sweden then?
What, 2010? I forgot. No, I don't live in Sweden. I've been since 10 years, but I came back in 2014 back in France. I think 15 or something like this, 2014 or 15. I went back.
So you lived in Sweden when you recorded this song?
Yeah. I was living a little bit up north near Kiruna, you know, because I was with someone who was from Kiruna in a way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I have I've been living in Kiruna. I had many friends that I really love still. And I had one band called Payala Tatawin. Payala because it's the desert of ice, and Tatawin it's the desert in Tunisia. So it was ice melting with fire, you know, and desert.
Yeah.
And they were speaking this language from Tornedal and Meänkieli.
Yes.
So I was singing in Arabic and French, and they were singing Meänkieli, and we did really a very nice record called Payala Tatawin.
Yeah, Baba Payala.
Baba Payala, I think it's really nice.
Ja koski pauha, väylä virtaa, se kirkas nuoli minun toivetta irrottaa. Ja koski pauha, väylä virtaa, ei ole rajoja minun toiveet, ne tirtaintuvat.
Dewi hali, ohje baba mimun, dewi hana.
We played in Jokkmokk with this band. We have been all over from Luleå to Jokkmokk. We have played everywhere.
I have a big favorite of your discography. Dis-moi pourquoi.
Dis-moi comment, dis-moi pourquoi. On se fait la tête comme ça. Dis-moi comment, dis-moi pourquoi. On en est même arrivé là. Dis-moi comment, dis-moi pourquoi. On se fait la tête comme ça. Dis-moi comment, dis-moi pourquoi. On en est même arrivé là.
Well, it's a beautiful song. This song has been a kind of hit in world music in America. That's why I went to play in summer stage. I played a lot in New York and Detroit and San Francisco because of this song. Dis-moi pourquoi is really a kind of Arabo-Andalou record with a new rhythm, like un peu hip-hop. This song is about why fighting. We should people. This world is not in peace. Why should we always argue? You know, you pray and your prayer seems like a war. Why not trying to be just peaceful in our hearts? Okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I have listened to it many, many times. I wonder when France Television asked you to compete in Eurovision for France. Was it only C'est le dernier qui a parlé that you wanted to send to Eurovision, or did you thought about another song?
No, I think when they called me, I just wrote this song, and they I had 1 week of no 10 days to propose a song, and they said, okay, yes, we love it, we go for it. It was not like in Sweden, you know, you have a pre-selection, then a selection, and no, nothing like this. No, it's a big industry in Sweden. The Eurovision is really well organized. You are making it really well, I think. I admire the way they're making it. You have beautiful teams, very talented teams to work with this. It's a big industry in Sweden, which I think in France, not really yet.
Yeah, it really is. And it's, you know, you and I, we met at Melodifestivalen 2010.
Mais oui, And I was singing with one famous, what's the name of the guy, which is very well known in...
Mark Levengood.
Voilà, exactly.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I went on stage and I have sing one song with him.
Well, that I have forgot. Maybe I had some drinks then.
I hope I can work again for a new song with him. I think he's very talented.
Jonas.
Oui, Jonas.
His name is Jonas Gardell.
Jonas Gardell.
Yes, very good. Yes.
I hope I can work again with him. You know, but I have a very important project that I'm doing right now. I'm doing a record. I'm finishing this record about the chakras. I'm writing a record with a melody for each chakra. Erik Jansson and...
Magnus Figberg.
Magnus Figberg.
Yes.
They are producing with me the record, remixing. And, well, it's really nice to have again a project with Sweden. I think I have a long story with Sweden, you know, because perhaps I can say it. You know, when my daughter, when I divorced with my husband, then after many years, my husband went with a Swedish woman and had another girl. So the stepsister of my daughter is Swedish, and I'm still in contact. You know, it's like family. So I often go to Sweden. When I go to Sweden, I go to her place. So it has been such a, you know, then I met a man that I fall in love, really. So I stayed back and forth. I was in Paris, then in Sweden, then in Kiruna. Then for me, it's the country who has welcomed me the best, if I have to say. My adoption country, it's like I feel for Sweden, you know.
Yeah. But
it's the country who has adopted me the best, I can say.
Wonderful.
Voilà. I love your country. I really love it.
Beautiful to hear.
Oui.
Merci beaucoup pour votre temps, Amina.
Hey, kram kram. Ask a day. Okay.
Amina, oui? Est-ce le dernier à parler qui a raison?
It is the last person who spoke who is right.
Yes, exactly. And do you agree on that?
Oui.